Morning, fellow reactors. Just want to thank everyone for their thoughts and their prayers. And please accept on behalf of myself and my family. You know, the loss of a daughter is not an easy thing. In my case, it was sort of shocking. You know, shocking in the sense that it hit home and it's a wake-up call. And trust me, it's something different. Because you don't have a healthy daughter at 40, not sick. Supervisor in the bank where she working was tested positive and they make them stay home. Supervisor dead last week Thursday. She won test Friday morning. Friday was positive. Talked to her Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, get everything she need to get. Monday morning, you know, she had a little fever. I tell her, well, all right, you know, just monitor that, make sure. And she was doing the normal remedy to make sure she bring up the cold, the air passage, everything was all right. Monday evening at 5 o'clock, my daughter called me. She was singing healthy and strong, and he said that she wasn't seeing no trouble to breathe on Monday evening. I say, okay, but if this fever and anything persists, don't wait, go to the hospital. She even had the oxygen level monitor where she was monitoring the oxygen level in her blood. On Monday, before she go to sleep, it was reading 96. And then the next thing I know, she got up during the night, it dropped to 55. Thank God her boyfriend was with her, so he carry her to the hospital Monday night in Coover. And then from Coover, she get transfer to San Fernando General. And on a ventilator yesterday morning, is like when we visit, we just hear critical. And that was up to 10 o'clock. You know, we cannot see. We could only talk to the doctors. And by 11, half past 11, get a phone call and my daughter dead. Somebody who is healthy. All the doctors say this is a strange variant because so the her lungs are collapsed so fast. It ain't even 24 hours. This is a wake-up call for myself and everybody outside there. And talking to my daughter Friday when she was tested, do you understand? She said, Daddy, the supervisor, I was listening to her for the longest while. She wouldn't keep talking, but she's sick. She wasn't talking to Siobhan exactly, but, you know, seeing her, hearing her talking, and then her husband would get sick, and her son would get sick, and she wouldn't keep saying, my dear, is someone only coming to work? She said, well, I'm protecting myself, but the unguarded moment is something else. People have to look at their lunchrooms, because the lunchroom in that bank is so small. It's just one table with three chairs. She could remember just one day, the lunchroom clash. And they had to take off your mask to eat. And we just take things for granted. But I guess the good Lord knows best. So once again, thanks everybody. Thanks very much. I know all the prayers with me. But next week, Tuesday, 2 p.m., supposed to be the funeral. I think I'm going virtual, so stay tuned.